If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Friday, reflect and review. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of 3 boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Okay, ladies, I'm back, and today we are talking about the weekly reflection. And as you may know, if you're listening to this the day that it went out, it's Saturday. It's not actually Friday. That is life. It's all about progress, not perfection. And I've totally given myself permission to let it go. We have a plan. We execute on the plan. But guess what? If you're a day late, you're not going to die, right? So with that said, today I want to talk about brave zones. You might think, Heather, what the heck is a brave zone? And I don't know if someone else talks about this, but I made it up. So this week is all about observing and watching my resistance and in the process of manifesting. So a lot of people come to me because there's 2 different pain points they have: parenting or feeling in control of their lives. And a lot of times when we're learning about something, we are learning the theory, right? You might learn about attachment theory, or you might learn about the importance of a morning routine, or you might, you know, learn about taking those big risks or whatever. We're learning about these things, but what we're not doing, and what you will never understand until you actually do the work yourself, is the process of integration. the process that you will emotionally endure when you say yes to something that is on your wouldn't it be nice list, when you say yes to something that you truly desire. Side note, we have a handful of Alive tickets left for day one. Those will be, ticket sales will end on Monday, January 27th. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/alive and get your ticket now. Whole bunch of magical bonuses. We have a room full of amazing, ambitious women coming from all over. And I'm really excited to meet you. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/alive. Okay. So here we are, 2020, right? I have now let go of the fact that my life will never be perfect. And what I mean by that is on the outside, some people might go, oh my gosh, your life, it's great. It's awesome. Yes. Yes, it is. And I've taken specific, strategic, daily action to get to where I am. And I do not take specific, strategic, daily action 24 hours a day. I might take it, I don't know, an hour or two a day. And some days I'm working more than others. But when I'm quote unquote not working, meaning outside of my business, I am a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a human being who wants to feel good. And I deserve to feel good. So the specific strategic action that I do outside of my work also affects every aspect of my life. And this is what I'm talking about when I say brave zones. Because when a woman comes into my life and like, oh, must be nice. Oh, I wish. Oh, this. Oh, that. I'm like, yeah, you can have it too. But you have to get intentional with your life. We all have 24 hours in a day. Like, I feel like I'm sounding like a broken record and so cliche. But we all have 24 hours in a day. So if you give me an hour, how I utilize that hour is probably going to be different than someone else, right? Everyone is utilizing their currency differently. So the brave zone concept comes in when we want to vomit and shit our pants because we've said yes to something. So you've planted a seed in the universe and you're like, this year, I am going to do it. I'm going to write my book. This year, I'm writing my book. And I'm taking all the actions. I've made the financial commitments. I've strategized. My calendar is set up. And this is that holy shit moment when your brain wants to run away. Your brain is doing what it was designed to do. It's primal instincts to keep you safe. And it's like, danger, 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 danger. And you just want to run and hide. You want to sleep. You want to, you know, emotionally eat. You want to, shop more. You, like all your devices, you want to drink more. You want to drink more coffee. All of the ridiculousness. But here's the magic. When you are seeking outside of yourself for validation. So people are like, Heather, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I'm like, no, man. You are the guru of your life. I'm going to guide you and show you, and then I'm going to ask you, how does that feel? What do you need to do? But taking radical responsibility for who we want to be and how we want to show up in the world, that takes ovaries. Legit, that takes ovaries. Not everybody is willing to do that. So over the course of my life and when I've made, you know, commitments, now that I'm in a position where I take responsibility for how I feel, the reactions I have to others, including my children, the success of my business or the failure of my business, like everything, right? I'm not necessarily subscribing to other people's behaviors or lack of, but I'm saying, okay, what do we need to do? Like putting a pulse on things. So this brave zone concept is in that moment when you've said yes to something and you're having a holy shit moment and your limiting beliefs and your self-sabotage comes up. For me, it's sleep. Sleep and eating chips. This week, I haven't eaten chips, which is great. But sleep is my vice. Sleep is how my body wants to hide. It is such a deeply ingrained habit. I love sleep, meaning I will sleep at night. I will get a really good sleep most of the time. I get a pretty decent sleep. But if I'm bored during the day and I don't have something scheduled or I'm not out of the house and I'm like, oh, I'll just close my eyes for 20 minutes and I don't have an appointment or a meeting that I have to get up for, I will sleep as long as I possibly can. So this week I was watching my body react because I have a talk or a speech that I have to memorize on Tuesday and I'm starting to freak out about it. And even though I have the speech and I'm learning and I'm growing, my body is still, okay, so my brain is going, what if I fail? What if I fail? What if I'm on stage and I forget, right? So that's a negative mindset loop. And I'm like, okay, well, Heather, if you do that, who cares? You're just going to pull shit out of your ass. You'll be fine. But when I have that thought, then I have the physical reaction. And the physical reaction that I have is stay safe, go to sleep, avoid doing the action that you need to do to get the result you desire, which is practicing my speech, right? So all week I'm like, I have all this other shit I need to do too, and all I want to do is sleep. Physically having the reaction to sleep. So the brave zone is when you are smart enough and self-aware enough to know what your body's trying to do, right? So resistance is an emotional manipulator. It's like a child trying to convince you of why they need to eat candy for breakfast. So I'm sitting here going, I know what you're doing, resistance. I know what you're doing. And then being in the brave zone is choosing not to go to your vice when you want to, but also giving yourself grace if you do. So this isn't the all or nothing, go big or go home, grind, willpower that I'm talking about. This is just simply having self-awareness of how we self-sabotage ourselves. And sometimes it takes over. I'm not kidding. Sometimes you'll be sitting there going, oh my God, I'm so tired. Because really, I'm like, I can't. Like, fear is so paralyzing. I can't do it. Can't do it today. So I'll sit there and I'll try to do some tapping. And if you're not familiar with tapping, it's EFT. Just Google it. Look on Instagram. Look on YouTube. Google EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And you'll see a whole bunch. And you can do it on anxiety. So I would do 5 minutes on that. My body is still going, nope, nope, nope. You want to sleep. So I'm like, fine, I'll sleep. So then I would sleep for a half hour or an hour. And then I wasn't really sleeping. I was just lying there and I could feel my brain just go, 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 go. I'm like, Heather. And I use Mel Robbins rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mel Robbins 5-second rule. And I just get my fucking ass out of bed. So it's like I get angry at myself and then I just like, get out of bed. So then I get out of bed and I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with your bullshit. You are no longer going to treat me like this. This is me talking to my resistance. Yes, I do look like a crazy person. Talking to my resistance. But this is the brave zone. This is the brave zone, ladies. When you are saying, I am done with you attempting to hold me back. And who are you talking to? You're not even talking to a person. You're talking to yourself. You're talking to your resistance. So I got up. I practiced. And then as I'm practicing, I go, oh, fuck, here it comes again. I'm tired. So I would sit there with my husband or I'd sit there with my kid and I'd put a 20-minute timer on. I'm like, I cannot leave this table until I have practiced for an additional 20 minutes. And then I can reward myself with sleep. Eat your chips. Have your glass of wine. Do what you traditionally do. Give yourself a break. But I'm not saying become an alcoholic, but what I'm telling you is while you're doing that thing that you know is stopping you from moving forward in your life, just take a moment and say, What is one little action that I can do right now in this moment to get me a little bit closer to how I want to feel in my life? That, ladies, is the Brave Zone. You got this. According to a study published on Fast Company, conducted at the University of Kansas, women are burning out at an alarming rate, even before having children. And that number rises with the additional responsibility of raising a family. And the gap between ambition and putting themselves in a position for promotion isn't going anywhere. Why, you ask? The world needs more empowered mothers. Women who are willing to unlearn everything that they've been taught. Women who are courageous enough to feel good and not feel guilty for it. I am living proof that you can feel alive, energized, peaceful, and put yourself on your own damn to-do list and make an even bigger impact in your children's lives and those around you. I want to show you how to think, how to act, how to behave, so you can step into that version of you that has been screaming for your attention. And the best part is, all you have to do is take the next step and invest 2 minutes of your time and book a complimentary call with someone on my team to see if my community and coaching is the right fit for your big vision. The relationships you desire, the money, time, and energy that you know deep down you are capable of creating. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/let's talk. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/let's talk. LETSTALK. And take the next step in the right direction. You are here because you were born to make a difference. Taking a stand for how you feel means you are taking a stand for how your children show up as adults. You've got this. Let's go.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, LIFE quiz.